the Northwest Shelf Gas Project and its impacts on the Mujururga Aboriginal rock art is being challenged in the courts. Friends of the Australian Rock Art, or FARA for short, went to the Supreme Court this morning to reinforce the importance the rock art has on First Nations culture, as well as its showcase of human history, and why it should be protected from further pollution damage. Co-conveners from FARA, Judith Hugo and Sue Swain, spoke with The Wire's Zachary Probert before the court's decision to further discuss the case.
Mujururga is in WA's Pilbara, contains the oldest and largest rock art gallery in the world, estimated to be close to 50,000 years old, remembering that Lascaux is only 18,000 years old, and the pyramids in Stonehenge between 3,000 and 4,000 years old. These petroglyphs, which are carved engravings on the rock art surface, contain images of prehistoric and extinct animals like the thylacine and the earliest known depictions of the human face on the planet, known as archaic faces. In fact, this is the earliest record of mankind's survival through various climate changes. And the carving of images only ceased after colonization and the tragic massacre of the Yubarara people in the Flying Fern Massacre of 1868. In fact, this rock art gallery is so significant that it was recently awarded World Heritage status by UNESCO.
Well, speaking on the World Heritage, if it has been granted that, why is it that plans like the gas project have been extended and have been approved for the area?
I would like to say that the Rock Art Gallery was recently given World Heritage listing. The recommendation by ICOMOS, who assessed whether or not it should receive World Heritage listing, had three conditions for the rock art to protect it. Number one, no new industry on the Burrup, and this includes the Northwest Shelf Project and Perdaman. Number two, no more emissions allowed. Clean up the air from the existing industry that's already on the Burrup. And three, rehabilitate the entire Burrup back to its original natural state prior to industrial development. All these three conditions were scrapped by the UNESCO review panel, and without this protection, the Petroglyph Gallery will continue to deteriorate until there is nothing left, erasing the most significant continuous record of mankind's existence on the planet.
And now I understand that your organization is going to the Supreme Court to challenge the gas project and try and protect this area. So what can you talk to me about how you plan to challenge this in the court, what you hope to achieve out of this, and hopefully what this can lead to in future situations like this?
We were formed back in 2006, and we've been fighting ever since then to protect, preserve and promote the world unique rock art of Mujururga. We're particularly alarmed that the Northwest Shelf Joint Venture Plant, which is due to close in 2030, has requested an extension of its operation until 2070 with no specific plan to reduce its emissions. This was granted by the WA Environment Minister in December 2024, and it's the validity of this decision that FARA is challenging in court. We feel that the decision maker did not properly follow the requirements of the Environmental Protection Act, and the state assessment failed to consider the impact of climate change that would result from the project, including Scope 3 emissions, on the environment, which includes the Mujururga rock art landscape.
How are you hoping to get this change through the courts in a judicial manner? And what do you think your chances of success are?
Well, we can't really predict that, but we feel that after countless submissions and appeals over the years that have been ignored by the WA government, we hope that at last judicial action will hold decision makers to account and ensure the proper consideration of the impacts of industrial expansion on the natural environment, including this outstanding cultural site. But the WA government has to be brave enough to stand up to its fossil fuel masters, and despite their complaints about expense of perhaps installing emission reduction technology, The government has to insist that they abide by the environmental principle of polluter pays.
The reason that the gas industry is such a huge issue in this area is because it emits harmful chemicals into the atmosphere, including NO2, which is nitrogen dioxide, which turns into acid rain when it's mixed with moisture, such as the mist, dew, or rain, and settles on the rock. The manganese in the rock patina gives it a reddish-brown color, in contrast to its actual gray color of the rock. But as the acid leaches out the manganese, the patina surface lightens and becomes porous, allowing more moisture to enter and causing the surface to fall off, thus eradicating the petroglyphs. The patina can only grow in a pH-neutral environment, which no longer exists on the Burrup because of industrial emissions. It grows at approximately 1 millimeter per 1,000 years, a timeline that cannot be accelerated. And even if the patina could regrow, there is now no longer anyone to recreate the petroglyphs. The whole gallery will be lost to mankind forever. The significance of the rock art. It is unquestionably the most significant and largest gallery of rock art in the world, spanning a history of 50,000 years of human occupation on this peninsula. Nowhere else on Earth is there such a variety of art. There are depictions of extinct species, including the thylacine and the fat-tailed kangaroo, as well as many marine animals. There are more than 1 million pieces of rock art, of which, so far, there are identified 103 archaic faces, which is the earliest rendering of the human face on the planet Earth. The traditional owners who created this art gallery represent our earliest Australian culture, and their artwork should be recognized and preserved for all posterity.
Judith Hugo and Sue Swain from Farrah there, speaking with The Wire's Zachary Probert.